Yes, welcome to the Pacifica National Board meeting. Today is Thursday, December 3rd, and Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Alan, KPFT.
As soon as you have answered to the roll call, please mute yourself. There's some background noise going on. Okay, Janet Kay, please.
Alan, KPFT. Can't hear you. Argueta, KPFK.
Alan is present.
Alan, present. Argueta, KPFK. Burden, WBAI. Can't hear you. Brazan, KPFK.
Here.
Present. Jim Brown, WPFW.
Here.
Present. Steve Brown, WBAI.
Here.
Present. Casnade, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Coleman, WBAI.
Present.
Present. Diaz, WPFW.
Aye. Present.
Present. Edwards, Tickert, KPFA.
Here.
Present. Fuentes, KPFA.
Present.
Present. Coburn, KPFA. Present. Lane Ewart, KFAI affiliate.
Yes.
Present. Mark, KPFT.
Present.
Present. Medina asked for an excused absence for this part of the meeting. Norman, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Rabin, WVQR affiliate. Can't hear you. Ryder, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Reyes, KPFK.
Present.
Present. Roberts, WBAI.
Present.
Present. Tucker, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Wilkinson asked for an excused absence. Let me count. We have 17 present. That's a quorum.
Okay.
Brian,
thank you very much. Yes, Brian.
I move to excuse the absences of Brenda Medina and Margie Wilkinson.
Okay. Are there, is there any objection to excusing those absences? Okay, hearing none, those two absences are excused. I'd like to identify timekeepers, item, and speaker.
I have two items, that's Nate.
Okay, thank you, Adriana. Speakers? George, interested at all?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay, great, George. Thank you very much. Okay, so now we go into agenda approval. It's 11:17 Eastern, 8:17 Pacific. Okay. And I'm looking at the wrong agenda. That's not helpful. Okay, report out from the closed session. Madam Secretary, would you please read the report out?
One moment.
Lydia, can you get everyone to mute?
Yes, I am. Once, if there's some background, it's that same background sound we heard on the previous session. Please, thank you.
Okay, the Pacifica National Board met in executive session to discuss personnel matters related to individual employees. Specifically, it interviewed candidates for the position of Chief Financial Officer.
Okay. We all have the agenda, do we? Because I need to call the NES to have her get on the call if we accept the agenda as sent out, which places the NES first and the affiliates following that. Okay.
This is George. I'd like to move to amend the agenda.
Okay.
Point of order, Janet Kay.
Yes, I need a second.
Somebody needs to move.
I know.
Yeah, I move the agenda.
Okay. Is there a second to approval of the agenda?
Adriana.
Adriana. Okay, George, please.
I'd like to reduce the time for the NES report from 45 minutes to 30 minutes in the thought that we might actually get to the next issue.
Okay, I have to notify her, but...
Do I have a second?
I second.
Is there room for the staff?
I would reduce it to 15 minutes and have her speak quickly. Have him speak quickly. Her speak.
You don't
well,
have the
yeah. Okay.
How long is the point of information? How long is the allotted time for the affiliates?
Okay. Well, hold on. First of all, let's get back. We're on one item right now, which is the allotted time for the NES. But I know how the affiliates could go on for a long time. So can the NES. It's not her report will only take, I'm sure, a few minutes. It's usually all of the questions that are plaguing the network right now.
Point of order?
That I have read. So, yes.
Point of order, Jose
yes.
Luis?
Yes.
Can someone move the agenda?
That's already been done.
It hasn't. Who did it? And who seconded it?
Doreen moved. Adriana seconded.
Okay. Okay, so, Serene, were you who was next on the agenda? I mean, on that item.
Serene,
go ahead.
Janet Kay, we would like to get on the stack.
Alan okay. for the stack.
Okay, Janet Kay and Teresa, while I call Joy. Go ahead.
Well, wait, what happened to me?
What?
Serene goes first.
Okay, Serene, Janet Kay, and Teresa.
I actually moved that we reverse the order of the affiliate and NES. I'd like us to deal with the affiliate situation first for 15 minutes, and then the NES for the remainder of the time through midnight.
Second.
With apologies to the NES.
Can you repeat that, please?
Switch the order.
You're switching
Janet
the order.
Point of information.
I second that. If you need it.
Indeed,
Janet K. Point of information.
Oh, okay. Well, what is your point?
Yeah, just is this a substitute motion? Because we had a motion
yes,
already.
Yes, it's a substitute motion.
Is it?
Isn't it a substitute motion, Serene? Serene.
I don't care what we call it. We're allowed two amendments on the agenda on the floor at any given time.
Yes.
George made one, and I just made a different one.
Yes.
It involves the same two items, so if you want to classify it as a substitute, it doesn't matter. Let's just vote it.
Okay.
Here, I'm bringing you to the staff.
Okay.
And Jose Luis Fuentes, point of order.
Okay. Jose Luis.
You know, our bylaws speak to this. The first item on our agenda has to be the affiliates at our first meeting in December. So
correct.
There's no motion that's needed. We have to follow our bylaws.
Okay.
Okay.
That's accurate. But Serene's motion is still in order because it changes the time.
Janet Kay, I was on the stack, point of order
that.
Also.
Okay, I heard you, Janet. Hold on a second. We're clarifying what is on the floor. So, you're right. The affiliates director is already at 15.
Janet Kay, point of order.
I know. I'm getting to you. Hold on just one second. Okay, there were two motions on that. I assume they're somewhere in these appendixes, right? Is that correct, Janet Kay?
I'm sorry, yes.
Correct, Madam
yes.
Chair.
Okay.
There's also a third motion related to this that was submitted by Tony Norman early this evening that's
right.
relevant to this discussion.
That's right. Okay, so the question is...
Janet Kay, point of order.
Oh, my God.
I can hear you. Hold on just a second. Just let me flip through this and see what we're talking about. Okay, Janet Kay, go.
So we have two amendments on the floor, and we're talking about the second one before the first one. We should be talking about the first one. first.
No, you
please
talk about the second one before the first one.
The second one is not an amendment to the first one. The second one is just another amendment to the agenda.
It was a substitute to George's.
No, it was not.
Yes.
That's what Doreen said. It was a separate motion.
Madam Chair.
She said, call it whatever you have to call it, and Lydia called it a substitute.
Okay. In any case, I'd like to be on the, you know, I was on the stack. I'd like to.
Okay. Janet Kay was next on the stack. And then Teresa, and then Janice Lane Ewart. And my question to all of you, which you can address, is are we also moving all of the relevant motions that were noticed under that item to that item to be discussed in 15 minutes?
Yes.
I
have
a point of order, Madam Chair.
I just want to hear from the people on the set. Janet Kay, Teresa, and Janice Lane Ewart.
And Benito.
Okay, Benito afterward. I can't hear you.
I have a point of order. I don't have to wait for the staff.
Okay, point of order. Go, Doreen.
Jose Luis pointed out that per our bylaws, we must deal with the affiliate item.
I accepted that already.
Okay, if I may finish. And per our standing rules, this meeting ends at midnight. So what are we debating exactly? We
the time, because
start.
You have several motions in there. I just got through saying the people on the stack, can you please address if we're putting all of those motions under that item? 15 minutes is not going to be enough. So, Janet Kay, Teresa. Oh no, Janet Kay already spoke. Okay.
No, I did not. I did not.
Okay, Janet Kay, Teresa, Janice Lane, you were, and Benito.
Okay, so assuming that the switch will happen where affiliates issue would go first and then the NES report, that would mean, I think, that we would not hear anything about the elections. That is really, I mean, the deadline is tomorrow for many stations or two of the stations, and there are all kinds of issues, and we don't even know if the NES is available or at what time, up until what time she would be available. And we could extend the meeting beyond midnight. We've done that before. So I'm not exactly sure how to deal with this, but I would really like there to be time for us to hear from the NES and ask her questions. And so if somebody would move, or can I move to extend the meeting now, the meeting time of the...
No, how can we do that?
Jose Luis Fuentes, point of information.
Okay, Jose Luis.
Have we received any notice from the NES that we need to pass any motions to address any issues by today for tomorrow's deadlines on elections?
Well, we have a number of bylaws-related timelines that we have to deal with. For example, the nominations for directors at all the stations is due by the end of December, but the elections for the delegates that will be voting on those directors are not over for two of the stations until January the 4th. So, yes, we have some pressing issues. And we don't know if by now she has another count. And there might be more stations that we would need to address in that regard. The other...
Janet Kay, point of information?
And the other option... I can hear you. The other option is if somebody wants to schedule an open session for the 11th to consider the affiliates. It doesn't... the bylaws don't stipulate which meeting in December that item would be first.
Janet Kay, point of information?
Yes, Janet Kay.
Have you spoken to the NES close to, I mean, recently, like in the last half hour to find out if she is available.
Yes.
Tonight?
Yes.
And she is.
She's waiting for my call.
Okay, so next is Teresa Allen, Janice Lane Ewart, and Benito Diaz.
And Janet, and then Janet K again, please.
Okay.
Remember, there's a limit of 2-4-2 against.
Oh, that's right. We're still on the agenda. Gosh, where are we with that? Does anybody remember? To who was for, and Serene was for, Jose Luis's was a point of order. Okay, and
so,
Janet Kay is against.
Madam Chair, have you ruled Jose Luis's point of order is correct?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so now then the Serene substitute motion is made, put into effect by your ruling. We don't need to debate it anymore.
It was the time allotted to it, and what to do with the elections. I have the NES waiting for our call. It's not going to happen. It's determined by the allotment of time and or the postponement of one.
No,
of the
her proposal was just to switch the order. You've ruled that by point of order, so now we're back to capping.
No, it wasn't. Her motion was to switch the order and allow for 15 minutes. I then pursued the question as to how many motions. There are now like 3 motions that come under that heading, and we will not finish it in 15 minutes. That was the issue.
I understand you raised an issue, but nobody made a motion.
Yes, Serene's motion specified 15 minutes.
As is on the draft agenda.
Right, it's 15 minutes either way.
Okay,
we just
that we have to decide what to do with the national election supervisor that's on hold and what this board wants to do.
Right, so we're back to George's amendment to cap the election supervisor at 15 minutes.
30 minutes was.
Oh, 30, excuse me, sorry, George.
We have 29 minutes left of both items right now. If we
Janet
speak at 9 o'clock. Janet K. Wait. Are you doing a point of order? Because there's a stack.
No, I'm
okay.
On the stack for
Teresa, Janice Lane Ewart, and Benito. If we could stop interrupting and just finish that off and then sum it up.
Adriana has a point of information.
And what is your question, Adriana?
Madam Chair, we are 22 minutes into this call, and we are wasting the whole time discussing back and forth.
Yes, I know, but people just telling me what I already know is not helping. So, Teresa, Janice Lane Ewart, and Benito.
And Janet Kay.
And Janet Kay. By then, the meeting will be over. Go ahead. Teresa. Teresa Allen. Last call. Janice Lane Ewart.
Madam Chair.
Oh, there you are. Okay. Speak briefly.
I'm so confused as to what we're actually speaking about at this point. The point I want to make somehow, I just want to make sure we get since we're not putting the IED's report on the agendas, I want a written report at our next meeting.
You'll have one on Saturday. You'll have one on Saturday, and that's unrelated to this motion. Janice Lane Ewart.
Madam Chair, for the sake of brevity, I'm going to let the next person speak.
Okay, thank you. Benito?
Okay, I'm going to move. But let me say this. Well, I'm going to move that we do as Lydia suggested and schedule an open session to deal with the affiliate directors on the 11th. And if I may motivate.
Okay, is someone going to second that?
Janet Kay.
Janet,
and I'd like
second?
To get on the stack.
Yes, you're already
like
on the stack. You're on the stack. Go ahead.
Okay, if I may motivate.
Briefly.
I don't know of anything that is more important than the election. This is very simple. But then I'm going to add a human element to this.
Okay.
It's 11:32. The NES got an infant.
I can't understand.
Okay. I know, but
I can't understand what you have
finished, right?
Excuse me.
Okay.
The NES has an infant. If we want her to participate, I think we should do it sooner rather than later.
Yeah, she's okay with that tonight, though, but nevertheless, the point is...
But yeah, exactly, nevertheless,
Yeah.
Folks, we all have priorities here, you know?
No, no,
she is a paid employee.
No, she is...
She's got a kid.
Everybody's been to the bed and taking more time. Janet Kay.
Yes, so I totally support what Benito, his motion, and I don't know if I could amend it by saying and extend this meeting to 12:30 if necessary.
How many motions can we have on the floor?
I have no idea. I've lost track.
You know, yeah, some people can talk three, four times.
Is it appropriate, can I amend Benito's motion to include...
Just make it separate, because that's an extension of...
Okay.
That's a separate animal. So let's just first, the motion is to postpone, to add an open session to the meeting on the 11th to deal with the affiliate item. And that's been seconded. Are there any objections to that?
I object to that.
I have a question, please.
Okay, call the roll, please, Madam Secretary.
I have a point of information.
Who is that, Serene?
Serene has a point of information.
Okay, what is your point?
What time do you intend to do this?
Right now.
I'm wondering... Sorry?
I intend to take the roll right now.
No, Benito. What time did he intend? Because right now we have a closed session at 8:30.
Oh, the open session.
Well, good point. Serene, why don't you suggest the time?
I would suggest we flip the order and do the open session first so folks interested can go out or go to bed, and then we do the closed session at 9 o'clock, 9:30, whatever.
Okay, that sounds great. Any objection to that, Benito?
Okay, 9:30.
No, open at 8:30. Just a minute, Teresa. Open at 8:30.
Thank you. Okay.
And close at 9:30.
Okay. Is there any objection?
Madam Chair.
Okay. Then
can
we'll
you
call
hear
the roll.
Okay. Alan.
Hello. Can anyone hear me?
We heard the objection, Teresa.
Okay. Well, do I get to say anything before this vote?
Okay,
I mean, I'm on the affiliates committee. I had a motion, and if this passes, it totally negates my motion.
Okay, go ahead. Last time you spoke, you were off point. Go ahead.
Okay. We cannot postpone this, and we should not have to postpone this. If we all we have to do is allow our affiliates director send out a notice tonight to extend this. And it shouldn't be that complicated. And if anybody had had any questions, if they would have just called me, I would have been happy to have answered
Teresa,
your questions.
Teresa.
Madam Chair, but if this passes without
point of order,
without any discussion,
point of order,
it totally negates my motion.
Point of order.
Please, there are three motions under that item. You're motivating a particular motion.
Point of order.
Yes, who is that?
It's Jose Luis.
Yes, I'm trying to get the roll called. What do you
want? Okay, we're in the middle of a roll call.
That's right. Madam Secretary, please call the roll before anybody...
I'm trying. Alan, how do you vote?
Don't have to tell me what we're voting on because there are three things on the floor and I don't even know what we're voting on.
All right. Okay. This is to schedule an open session. This is on December 14th at
11.
8:30.
11.
At December 11th. December 11th, sorry, at 8:30. And a closed session at 9:30, but the open session for the to deal with the affiliates issue?
No.
Okay. So, Alan.
Alan says no.
Alan, no. Argueta.
Passes.
Sorry?
I pass.
Pass. Burden. Can't hear you. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Steve Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Casnave.
No.
No. Coleman.
No.
No. Diaz.
Aye and aye.
Yes. Edwards-Tiekert.
Abstain.
Abstain. Fuentes.
Abstain.
Abstain. Coburn, yes. Lane Ewart.
No.
No. Mark.
No.
No. Medina is not here. Norman.
Yes.
Yes. Rabin. Ryder.
Abstain.
Abstain. Reyes.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Tucker.
Yes.
Yes. Argueta, you passed?
Yes.
Yes. Burden? Okay, let me count. I have 9 yes, 5 no, 3 abstain. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote yes.
Brazan, yes, so that's 10, 5, 3.
Hi, can you do it now?
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yeah. And point of order, Jose Luis.
Madam Chair, are you there?
Okay. Oops, sorry. I was calling Joy. She's getting on.
Madam Chair.
Okay, point of order, Jose Luis.
Yes, and then we have to vote on the agenda as amended.
It's time for agenda, right?
Yes, okay. That's what I said. We have to vote on the agenda as amended. Jose Luis, okay. What?
It's just that, moving the orders of the day.
Yes. Okay, is there any objection to approving the agenda for tonight as amended? Okay, hearing no objection, Joy is dialing in.
Janet Kay.
Yes, Janet Kay.
Can I move now to extend the meeting until 12:30?
Hello? Is there any objection to extending till 12:30?
Yes. Point of order.
I will have to leave now because this has gone on too long. Okay. Bye-bye.
Point of order, Jose Luis.
Yes, Jose Luis.
We just approved the agenda, so this is out of order.
No, but
moving to extend is out of order?
The agenda just says the election report.
We need to
say. You can always extend it.
Well, that's fine. It requires a two-thirds vote, so let's do a two-thirds.
I know it does.
I'm sorry. This is Serene with a question.
Yes.
I've previously attempted to extend time before we ran out of time and have been told that was out of order.
Yes, we haven't run out of time.
Okay. I'll hold it off until when we're out of time.
No, you don't have. You can.
We don't have
now.
Oh my God!
Okay,
I can't
want.
I tell you
I'm,
how many meetings we've had where I've been told.
Yes. Okay. Then you can wait until 8:58. Wait until 8:58.
Okay.
Or you know, 8:58 our time. Yes. Who is that?
You do not have to wait until you're.
Oh, thank you. Okay. So is there any objection to extending time until 12:30?
Yes. The same person who just said that.
Okay, and can someone take the roll on this vote? And is Joy, are you on the call?
Yeah,
Oh, no, you poor thing. Okay, so can someone take the roll?
someone, the secretary. Is it seconded? Is somebody?
Benito.
Thank
okay,
you.
Call the
okay,
roll,
Alan. Alan.
What are we voting on?
Extending the meeting till 12:30.
Yes, Eastern. I'd say yes.
Alan, yes. Argueta.
Yes.
Yes. Burden? Can't hear you. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Yes. Steve Brown? Steve Brown? Can't hear you. Kesnave?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Coleman? Oh, she left. She had to leave the call. Diaz?
Aye, and aye.
Yes. Edwards Tiekert?
No.
No. Fuentes? Fuentes? Can't hear you. Coburn, yes. Lane Ewart?
I'm going to have to abstain and also leave very shortly. I have a 7 a.m. appointment.
Okay. Thank you. Abstain. Mark?
No.
No. Medina is not here. Norman?
Yes.
Yes. Rabin? Reiter?
No.
No. Reyes?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts? Roberts, can't hear you. Roberts? Can't hear you. Tucker?
Yes.
Yes. Burden didn't hear you.
Steve Brown.
Fuentes?
Sorry, I just got on the call.
Fuentes is no.
Fuentes is no. Burden, this is to extend the meeting by till 12:30.
Oh, no.
I didn't vote. I vote no.
Burden, no. Who is that? Steve Brown?
Brown votes no.
Votes no. Okay, one moment. I'm still doing the roll call. Roberts, didn't hear you. Still didn't hear you. Okay, I'm counting. Roberts, are you trying to...
Please.
Sorry. That's 9 yes, 6 no, 1 abstain. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I vote yes.
Brazan, yes. That's 10, 6. 10 yes, 6 no, 1 abstain. Is that 2/3? Failed.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Joy, can you give a brief report? It'll probably be mostly answering questions.
Okay. Apologize. It's 12:45, and I've also been working the phones to get people out of jail because we had a major protest here in New York today. So I will try to run through this really quickly. The first thing I want to talk about is KPFA, because as you know, the election for that station is ending tomorrow. KPFA has officially reached quorum. It actually reached the approximated quorum, the middle of this week. So the LES will be at the station, beginning at 10 a.m. until the deadline that was emailed out to voters. There was a reminder sent out today. There'll be two more reminders sent out tomorrow. The LES has set up that there will be a voting kiosk for people to vote online at the station, and also have a lockbox to accept paper ballots that people bring into the station. I'm aware that even at another station, I just saw two emails that people are mailing ballots to the stations And so while we did our best to try to prevent that from happening, you know, the LES at KPFA has set up a lockbox to accept any paper ballots received. Any paper ballots received will be kept in a lockbox, and we'll arrange for witnesses to watch her open it and open envelopes and scan them so that they can be sent to the vendor and counted along with any others, all the others that were actually mailed. And the form I designed for that will have the witnesses sign as well as the LES sign on the number of ballots actually received and opened and sent. For the processing, I sent previously the ballot chain of custody for that, but just to remind folks, we did wait until, decided to wait until the close of the election to actually process ballots. So after the close of the election, which will be tomorrow, all of the paper ballots will be processed. Process means at the vendor, one person will open the ballots, open the envelope for those who haven't been opened yet. They will be scanned into a digital file, marked off. The voter will be marked off as voted and verified. And then a second person then goes behind the first person to verify the information that was put in. It'll all be entered into the systems for the combined votes of the paper ballots and the online votes. It will take a couple of days for this process to happen because we waited, decided to wait until the close of the election to process the ballots. So the vendor estimates, particularly for KPFA, based upon the number of ballots that they received, will estimate about a week for that to happen. They'll give me a final estimation after the close of the election, once we have a final tally of how many were actually received, about how long it will take to process them, but they're estimating a week. Following that, the vendor is going to produce a couple of things. One, it'll be the report, which will have a round by round of the final results and the winners that will be certified by them. Additionally, they will produce a raw data file that is compliant with the Choice Plus software. I sent them the format of how that is to go, and so they will produce a raw data file of the results that can be run again through the software. We'll also have a digital file of every single ballot returned, as in previous elections. So every ballot, everything put in the envelope and sent will be scanned, and that is whether the vote actually counts or not, because sometimes people send back a ballot and they haven't marked anything off, or errors or things of that nature. But every single ballot will be scanned and be in that file. All of these files, and I'll repeat that again, it'll be the vendor will produce a round by round final result. There will be a raw data file that will be compliant with the Choice software, so that I'm sorry, let me start again. There'll be the round by round final result. There'll be the raw data file that is compliant with Choice software, as well as a digital file of every single ballot that has returned. Once that all of that information is done, we have the final result. I will then certify the election, and all of those documents will be on the election's website. So that way, if anyone wants to take the raw data file and run it through the software, they can do so. And like I said, for transparency purposes, all of these information will be downloadable on the election site once the election is complete. For KPFA, I think that's just a quick update from there. For the other stations, as you know, I'd already made the decision to extend at KPFK. So that is extended until January 4th. Also this week, WBAI is also being extended to January 4th. As my memo stated, they are only halfway, well, at the time of the memo, they were only halfway to quorum. And as of today, still nowhere near quorum as well. The rate of return of paper ballots received, as well as online votes. And you may remember for WBAI, I was never given emails or an email file that was attached to listener records. So that made it difficult to actually push via email for people to complete their votes. I asked again since our last update and last call to management for that file, and each time both myself and the LES at WBAI asked for that information. We're consistently told I need two more, the last now we're given I need two more days or I need a couple of days, and we still have not received that at this time. For KPFT, we just made the decision today that we will actually extend the election at KPFT. They were close in terms of quorum, but we wanted to wait to see over the last 2 days if there would be a large rate of return of ballots returned via paper from KPFT that would help them reach quorum. Based upon both myself and the LES, our gut feeling said no, and that was backed up when we were alerted today of the number of ballots, paper ballots returned, and we also looked at the online system. The memo for that will be posted tomorrow. Like I said, we just made that decision at the end of the day today. What additionally complicates issues at KPFT, I'm not sure if any of the board members in that area are aware, but the Postal Service actually issued public statements about serious delays in mail service in Houston. This is because there was recent closing of post offices and a distribution center in the area, and there have been several news reports regarding delay even in priority and first-class mail that people are paying for. And so certainly bulk mail is also affected by that issue. That actually corresponds with the number of people at the LES at KPFT has actually also used the listener list to actually call listeners about voting, and a number of people citing that they didn't receive their ballot. So the memo will not only talk about the extension, but also cite the fact that the post office themselves have actually issued public statement acknowledging the delays in mail service. We certainly think that that could be a contributing factor to people not receiving ballots in that station area. So the extension will be posted tomorrow for KPFT as well. Additionally, for all of the stations, the vendor sent the first round of donations for the station. So I will have tracking numbers for each of station management to be sent in terms of the checks and everything sent to the station, as well as the separation. There were some people who decided to make their donations directly to Pacifica Foundation instead of a specific station. So those will be sent, and we'll also have the total so far for those. For replacement ballots and emails, we are doing our very best to respond to those. The last time I gave an update, I mentioned I was going back and categorizing the reason a number of people were citing or that we knew of for replacement ballots. I will say, a number of you probably have sent me emails. If I am in front of my computer at the moment and I get an email and I respond to it, it's because I'm in front of my email. But, my email for people, you know, sending emails regarding replacement ballots or questions about the election and things of that nature. You know, I currently have 798 unread emails that we're I'm trying to go through and prioritizing, obviously, KPFA and their election in tomorrow. But in terms of the replacement ballot requests that were officially logged thus far, we're up to about 293. Of those, we were able to close or resolve at least 100. We were able to close or resolve 181 of those submitted already. A number, I would say, about looking at this percentage, 27% are not eligible to vote. So these are people who they either missed the voter date of record or they just made a donation a week ago or a couple of weeks ago thinking that they would qualify for the election. And so about 27% of the requests are people who are not eligible. There is 16% of the replacement requests that are people who were in multiple people in the same household. You may remember I also sent notice about this on whether or not stations actually follow proper protocol of adding or separating additional members in a household, be they a couple, you know, or children and things of that nature. So that's about the percentage that we have. About 13%.
Excuse me, Chair. I'd like to move to extend.
Didn't we vote just for? Did you?
That was to 12:30. I would like to move to extend 15 minutes.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending 15 minutes? Okay. Hearing no objection.
Yes. Yeah. There is an objection.
Okay. Take the roll, please.
Alan. Alan can't hear you. Argueta?
Alan says yes, extend.
Alan, yes. Argueta?
Yes.
Yes. Burden? Can't hear you. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Yes. Steve Brown?
No.
No. Casnave?
Yes.
Yes. Coleman. Can't hear you. Oh, she left the call. Diaz.
Aye.
Yes. Edwards Tiekert.
No.
No. Fuentes.
No.
No. Coburn, yes. Lane Ewart. Can't hear you. Mark.
Yes.
Yes. Norman.
Yes.
Yes. Rabin. Ryder.
Yes.
Yes. Reyes. Can't hear you. Roberts. Can't hear you. Tucker.
Yes.
Yes. Burden couldn't hear you.
Burden, no. Burden, no.
Let's see. Lane Ewart. Lane Ewart can't hear
she
you.
Left the call. She left the call.
Oh, right. Sorry. Reyes. Roberts. Okay, let me count. I have 10 yes, 4 no. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote yes.
Okay. Brazan, yes. This passes.
Joy?
Yes.
Point of privilege. Lydia, can you get everyone to mute? The noises are really distracting.
It's the same noise. Whoever has that background noise or whatever, please mute. This is just listening to a report, so it would really be nice if we could hear it. Thank you.
And I apologize if you hear the clicking. I'm just going through screens. Where was I on percentages? About 12 to 13% are people who they moved or changed their address I can't tell the time, in terms of that they did that. I don't have the exact percentage of people who were not on the original list that we had to add at Hot. I'll have to do that later, because it's a combination of the staff and listeners, so that would be a skewed percentage at this point. In terms of replacement ballots, we are particularly for the stations now that have extensions. We are prioritizing those who ask for paper ballots in terms of replacements, and producing those to be sent out right away. Right away meaning just so everyone knows the process of the replacement ballot. As you know, there is a separation of listener and staff at each particular station, and also every ballot is coded. When I get the paper replacements and the membership is verified, I then have to confirm with the vendor on the printed ballot, then print them just the ballot with the code and the letter, which has the actual coded information on it, and then get it out to the mail. So just so everyone is clear on that, and I already described the situation. If people request online, we usually can do that in one business day. I do it in the morning and in the evening before I leave the office. And just a note about that in terms of sending that, some people, I've gotten a sense that when we send those, people are then looking for the email to come directly from my email address or my name and not the system. And so there are a number of people who are saying, oh, I didn't get it, and it turns out that they were actually looking for it to come from me or from my name instead of the system that is sent. And the reason why is that is because we don't know anyone's password, particularly if you request online. And we don't want to know your password because we don't want, anyone making inference that, we have all this information and giving it out to people. That is the reason why the system is queued to send that, because it is a random password for secure purposes. That at KPFK, for those in KPFK, that all this week the candidate forums have been running this evening. I was able to get an outside impartial person to moderate the forums. Otherwise, I myself was going to get on the plane with the baby and come and moderate them myself. But thankfully, I was able to find someone to do that. We did hit a few glitches in that, because it's an outside person, properly prepping her with all of the intricacies of the election. So there was some clarification that needed to be done. I wrote new scripts in terms of the reporting the actual information of the election, and that information was updated, as far as I know, and is obviously being run this evening. I have not received, although I have requested, immediate after to get the archive link of the show so that it can be put up on the site immediately. I'm going to request that again and hopefully speak to management first thing in the morning so that we can get those all up on the site, and then we'll send out another email to those who have not send another email out to folks alerting people that the archives of the forums are actually up on the site. The next thing are the updated carts in the KPFK station area. one on the information requesting on the extension, on requesting replacements if people have not received them. All of the LESs, including myself for KPFK, either have cut them already or they will be done by tomorrow, which is the deadline I've given everyone, so that they can begin running if people know that there's an extension and they have greater time. For some people, and some of you may have received the reminder emails this week, and that there was the memo posted. Some people, you know, were commenting that thank you for the extension. It allowed them more time. We will, I think that's what I have off the top, off the top of my head at this moment.
Joy, if you, we have just added a meeting to our schedule. We had limited to the item that we must deal with first on the 11th in open session. But it may be that the board decides to invite you back if you would be available on the 11th, because there are motions that will have to, you know, that might be related or whatever. But, and also you didn't mention the quorum issue at K. I know it's not the primary issue for the extension, but.
Janet K. For the SPAC.
Then we have some questions.
The legal to the SPAC.
Okay.
I'm sorry. So you're asking me to, first, am I available for a call on the 11th?
That's correct. And then just the quorum issue on KPFK, and then we have a few more questions before we adjourn.
The 11th is tentative.
Okay. That's good enough for now. Okay. Tentative,
okay,
and the quorum.
And then at I'm sorry. And then the quorum at KPFK, you said?
Yes.
Oh, yes. KPFK is not at none of the other stations, even with the mail ballots that have been received thus far, the online votes are at quorum. The only station that is at quorum is KPFA.
Okay, thank you. And then Janet Kay, and who are the other people? I'm sorry.
Rodrigo.
Okay, Rodrigo and? Okay, Janet Kay and then Rodrigo.
Okay, several questions first. Is the elections.pacifica.org WordPress website on your personal LJW Community Strategies business server, or is it on the Pacifica server?
Pacifica.
Regarding transparency of the ballot processing for KPFA, will there be Skyping from the vendor, as was raised as a recommendation by the election committee? And also, what accommodations are you making for observers at the vendor in Eugene? And what is the street address there? And finally, the KPFA LES has told us that there is going to be no lockbox at KPFA, and we'd like to know where, if, you know, assuming that has changed, where it will be located.
Okay.
Okay, so no, there's no Skype available. The street address, I don't know. The street address, I don't know. As far as I know from my consistent communication, my communication with the LES at KPFA, there is, hold on, I have to put you on speaker. We did this in a phone call, and then we confirmed an email and text that yes. Yes, I will have a secure box. Where?
Sorry.
That there will be a secure box. I can get a specific, and we discussed that it has to be locked, that it can't be opened except for in front of witnesses. We discussed that already. So that is the reason why it was sent via email that it was available.
Okay, but
otherwise,
what about
Oh, wait, what wait, about wait. Observers in Eugene? How yeah. can yeah. how can people
she
observe without
questions. Janet, give her a chance to respond, please. Okay, continue, Joy, with her questions.
Okay, that's for the lockouts. For the observers in Eugene, I don't have any parameters for that.
But that's happening tomorrow, so, I mean, we need to...
No, it's not happening, but I described the process.
She just said it was a week.
Oh, a week.
After
okay, so...
Yeah.
So will you provide a street address?
Okay.
Will you provide a street address for people who want to go and observe?
I will send an email to that. That is not procedures that the vendor and I discussed of having people physically in their warehouse or space to do that.
Okay, Janet, we have to let Rodrigo on because we're almost at time. We're a minute at time, and you've asked several questions. Rodrigo?
Yeah, first of all, I want to express my disappointment with the National Election Supervisor and with the rest of us in terms of, issues that I move and I express during several occasions, especially during local station board meetings and at the national level, too. And especially during the questions that we had before with our National Election Supervisor, one of the main issues is that my community is not being addressed in their language. So I've been listening to the forums. It's not even on the schedule and the questions only when the people call, asking, what do you think about sign language programming? There is a question about that. You revise, you check, the slate of the different groups that are, running. You can see, a huge amount of names in Spanish. So a lot of those people are being moved by our organizations. And these elections will be invalid if they are not in an account. I expressed that, and I'll move, to invalidate this election in KPSK, if my community is not addressed as should be properly. I was promised that there will be, promos in Spanish. There's none. We actually made one. We, told GM and told you, that we made one to actually make the people to participate. It's not being aired. So I don't know how you're going to correct that, but, if it happens that our community representatives are not elected, then we are going to have to ask, to invalidate this election. Secondly, the issue of Roy Tuchman. Roy Tuchman has been talking, and I expressed and I sent an email, how he's been attacking, especially the Spanish language programming on the air, and it was supposed to be an investigation. I understand, National Election Supervisor is really busy, but this is these are matters that has to be taken into account because he expressly has spoken against our, the Spanish language programming, stating that we want more time, and if we win, we're going to take over, blah, blah, blah. So I expressed that. I want to go over again, but I expressed it already. And two is that the same person, Roy Tuchman, Roy of Hollywood, said last Tuesday that if any household has donated $50, then, if they want to, the two people can vote in that household if one person has donated $50. And I want an explanation about that because I don't know if it is right, because, the way that our bylaws says, I think it's a little bit different. So those three things I want to express, and I want to have an answer from the National Election Supervisor. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I do have an answer to that. So a couple of things. One, on the household question, I'll just start backwards really quickly. On the household question, not that people are making a donation and that multiple people can vote in the household. The mention of that was regarding that people, mainly a couple or husband and wife, were making donations on one card and was supposed to be for both of them, and it's actually noted in the within the station system that there are two people, but both names didn't come to me in the final voter list, so that they were, so for instance, if Joy Williams makes a donation of $50, but it's supposed to be for both me and my partner. His name is listed on the system, but when the voter list came to me, because the credit card was in my name, it's only my name listed. And it, so there were a couple of, there were a number of instances across station, and I actually sent an email to get clarification on whether or not, because there's been protocols in place from previous elections that the stations are to separate the names into separate records to give information that there's supposed to be two ballots sent to two different people in that household. So it wasn't if this, oh, because I made a donation of $100, now I'm eligible for four ballots. It wasn't that. It was simply
That's what he said, and I want you to listen. Last week, you know, this Tuesday, I want you to listen when he started, and I want you to listen carefully, you know, because there might be misinformation. I might be wrong, but I want you to listen to it, please.
Okay, so if you can just address the Spanish language issues, because we're past time.
Mm-hmm.
Joy?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought something else was playing.
No. He was referring to the cards, which were supposed to be in Spanish that we all recorded and we're not playing,
yes,
in the forms,
okay,
that were
so
not
one,
in Spanish.
Right. Oh, okay. So I was going backwards. So the other issue was on the violation of the staff member. And yes, I acknowledge and I accept responsibility that being consumed with other items, I did not fully address that in a timely manner, and I apologize for that. Regarding the Spanish language stuff, I did send an email and saying that I found the audio files of the Spanish language carts for the candidates, but that because I wasn't a Spanish speaker, I needed volunteers to understand whether or not these were final or not, because there was the back and forth that I've seen from the old LES was that there was some editing done, and so because I'm not a Spanish speaker, I'm not able to determine if they are in fact final. And I sent an email asking, you know, for assistance for that, and didn't get a response. I can resend that, and maybe see
who are you sending it to.
Who send it to?
Hold on, I'll look for it.
I never got one. I never got a request.
Okay. I will look for it and forward it. Hold on. And then regarding the cards, obviously, I'm not a Spanish speaker, so recording them in Spanish is not something I would be able to do. Hold on, let me find.
We have, certainly in L.A., we have plenty of Spanish language speakers who are not candidates.
Okay. Because I found the Dropbox file with all of them in there. Spanish language cards, KPFK. Okay, I have to find
it. Look for it, and you'll get it to us in the morning. And let us know,
yeah,
who it goes to, because at the very least,
so
it needs to go to management. They have plenty of people that speak Spanish.
Who should I forward it to? Should I just forward it to you?
Yes, to me and to the general manager and to Rodrigo. Or forward it to me, I'll forward it to Rodrigo. And
okay.
Personally, you're aware that these elections will be challenged this way. There is no way, because our people are complaining, you know, why are they speaking only during even our times, you know, only in English. But we have like, you know, a few thousand people that are supporting this radio station here in Los Angeles, right? And not only that, you know, a lot of hundreds of people that are volunteers that go and work to that radio station. And I made it very clear. I mean, I've been bringing this issue, you know, again and again and again. And it's been ignored. I cannot even understand, you know, and I cannot express my frustration, you know, to start listening to these forums. And not a single question.
Jose Luis Fuentes, point of order.
Not a single question has been asked about sign language programming. So this is something that we had, you know, a motion way before. Not these elections, but years ago.
I think we got the point now. And so we're.
Well, I don't know if you got the point. You know, I'm sorry, but I don't know if you got the point because I've been bringing this point for so long, and I don't see that we get it.
Okay. Okay. So, Joy, if you could send those, please. And Jose Luis, what is your point of order beyond the fact that we're past time?
Yes, it's order of the day.
Okay, so we are now effectively adjourned, and Joy, hopefully you can join us on the 11th. I know it's tentative and last minute, and we haven't even approved.
What time is that? Just is it like 10, 11 o'clock the same time?
Pardon?
What time is it?
What time is the meeting? Yeah, it'll be
5:30.
Yes, true. That's true. 5:30, but we have another agenda item first. So it'll be after that first agenda item, the affiliates issue. So I'll let you know, okay?
Madam Chair, I have a point of information.
Well, we can't. The meeting's adjourned.